Carolyn News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
4:38. A couple of times reporters during media day in the Superdome in New Orleans today asked Ravens Ray Lewis about a piece that appeared in Sports Illustrated and on SI.com about using alternative therapies to get back in the game. Ray didn't have much to say about it.
I'm going to say it again for everybody to hear it again. That was a two-year-old story that you want me to refresh. I wouldn't give him the credit to even mention his name or his antics in my speeches or my moment. I can't do it, so I won't even speak about it, because I've been in this business 17 years, and nobody has ever got up with me every morning and trained with me. Every test I've ever took in the NFL, there's never been a question if I've ever even thought about using anything. So to even entertain stupidity like that, tell them to go try to get a story off somebody else.
Ravens did say today that Ray has never failed a drug test, but Ray's not really talking, but others are, because it's hard not to. According to a company called Swatch, Ray's rehab from his tricep tear included deer antler spray and hologram stickers, negatively charged water, and some kind of undergarments drenched in some kind of menthol liquid. David Epstein, an investigative reporter for Sports Illustrated and also wrote for SI where this piece was posted, was one of the co-writers of the story, and he joins us now to talk more about it. David, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
The story is kind of exploding. Have you noticed?
I've heard that. I'm not at Super Bowl Media Day, so I'm hearing that from other people, but I haven't noticed kind of as much firsthand.
I thought it was kind of interesting because the sort of the slant, at least from your headline from SI.com, is that it was said the zany story of two self-ordained sports science entrepreneurs, and these are the owners, I guess, of the company called SWAT, which is sports with alternatives to steroids. But it's really taken a different spin this afternoon. Other media outlets are, you know, questioning, is it a banned substance that they're using? Can it test positively? So let's just talk about your piece, first of all. And you focus on these guys with SWAT, and they have some sort of record of talking with Ray Lewis after the injury this season. Talk about that.
That's right. So first of all, there is no question whatsoever that the spray contains a banned ingredient. But anyway, they claimed to have kind of a working relationship with Ray Lewis going back a couple years, and particularly that they reconnected when he tore his tricep this year, and they recorded some of their interactions with him, which allowed us to kind of go to him and ask him specific questions about it.
So they had him actually, his voice recorded?
Yep, they had his voice recorded, and he's talking about his injury and about requesting some of their products that they say will help him return to the field from that injury.
Did you listen to it yourself?
Yes, I did. Many times.
Was it obvious it was Ray Lewis to you?
It was Ray. I mean, he was identified. I independently had Ray Lewis's phone number, so I was able to verify the phone number because it's actually a video recording of a conference call. And then I asked Ray Lewis about the conversation in person in the locker room. He acknowledged it occurred.
And did he acknowledge that what was said that you heard is what he said? Did you get that detailed?
Not in all that detail, because after he acknowledged, first he denied having worked with the company, and then when I kind of asked him about more specifics, he then acknowledged working with the company. Then he acknowledged ordering some of the stickers, and then when I advanced to kind of asking him about the deer antler spray and pills, which contain the banned ingredient that he talks about in the recording, he pretty much ended the conversation.
So the banned substance that we're talking about, I guess, is called IGF.
IGF-1, that's right, insulin-like growth factor. Yeah, it's what athletes take human growth hormone for. It's to boost their IGF-1 levels.
And that's what's in this deer antler spray.
That's correct.
But anything else, these hologram stickers, these other powder additives, we don't really know much about that. Is that right?
The hologram stickers, I mean, I took those to the NYU Polytechnic Institute and had them tested, and those don't contain banned ingredients. They also don't contain anything else that would help an athlete.
How about the dipping of the underwear and undergarments in the menthol liquid?
That's an interesting one. So the idea behind that is the guys who run SWATs claim to be able to program liquids with radio frequencies, the idea being that, like, the same way that the sunlight causes your body to create vitamin D, that if they then put these things that are programmed against your body, it will cause it to produce all kinds of other nutrients. and hormones, and so they feel like you can program a liquid and drench clothing with it and wear it and, like, cover your body in it. And there's not a shred of scientific evidence. I mean, that absolutely defies basic physics, but some athletes buy into it.
When you listen to Ray Lewis talk to these guys on this particular phone conversation, what were your thoughts when you were listening to it?
It sounded like a guy who was desperate to get back on the field and basically willing to use a product the NFL had warned players away from. You know, he was basically talking about the specifics of his injury, where the tear was and things like that. He clearly had a good rapport with Mitch Ross. And it was, you know, a pretty normal conversation about what products he should do and what the routine should be. And at the end, he sort of said, you know, give me everything you got, because I got to start this right now so I can get back.
But we have no way of knowing if he actually did use it.
That's right. So he, when I asked him about the conversation, he said, he asks for instructions about how to use it in the conversation. Mitch Ross certainly claims that he asked for more of the product even after that, and there's evidence he had some of the product in years prior to that. But when the conversation between me and Rice specifically came to whether he used it again in this case, he ended the conversation.
And he didn't deny it, you're saying?
That's right. He pretty much walked away.
Mitch Ross is one of the owners of this company?
Yep, he is. He's the founder.
Does he have sort of a shady background?
He does. He's an admitted former steroid user. He's a longtime weight trainer. After he stopped using steroids like 20 years ago, he then admits to having sold steroids that a friend of his stole from a pharmaceutical warehouse. And then beyond that, he runs SWATS, which has a generator spray that was banned from every major pro league a couple years ago, and has always contained a banned substance. But then it, 2 years ago, it was implicated in a positive test of an NFL player, and then it was not only banned, but specific memos went out to players about this product.
I'm just curious, David, I guess it was sort of thought out by Sports Illustrated you would release this today on SI.com, but it's not coming out until the February 4th issue of Sports Illustrated, right?
Yeah, it sounds crazy to say that we didn't kind of coordinate the timing that way, but it actually is always the case. We close stories on Monday, so we have an investigative piece that we want to put online. It always goes up on Tuesday, and frankly, we never expected the Ravens to still be playing at this point, and the story was budgeted for this time frame anyway. And we thought the Ravens would be out by now. So we thought it would be a story that ran shortly after Ray Lewis retired.
What do you hope happens with this report?
Honestly, my biggest hope is that people take a much harder look at some of the product claims that they're willing to believe, and that athletes take a harder, you know, look before they sort of lend their words and potentially their images to products like this, and that people start distinguishing between real scientific evidence and these sort of products. And since athletes often use their images to promote products of dubious value, I think it's fair that they're also asked questions about other people who are using their images to boost the sales of products like this.
All right, David Epstein from Sports Illustrated, we really appreciate you joining us and talking about your piece today.
Thanks for having me.